It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6:10 a.m. and we are live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. We have got all sorts of good stuff going on today. Tickets for you to go check out Bob Saget. Also, VIP passes for you to come to Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo.
That's right.
That's right. October 7th. It's going to be at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. We also have your chance to win a gift card to come hang out where we're hanging out this morning, which is Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. It's the best sports book in Las Vegas, and that's not our opinion. That's also our opinion, but USA Today were the ones that named Legacy Stadium the best sports book in all of Las Vegas. Beautiful place to hang out. Just opened their beer garden, and now that the weather is nice and cool. Which, did you guys roll down your windows on your way here this morning? Because I did.
I didn't.
That cool breeze is just, it's so nice after a long, hot summer.
I had every light on the way here, and I was ready to murder somebody.
Oh, yeah, me too.
On the way here, you know? I still was going to make plenty of time, be here in plenty of time, so on and so forth. But, like, when you hit every light, it's just, like, one after another. You hit the first one, you're like, all right.
Yeah, we're cool. Right. Hit the second one, you're like, fool me once. Hey, man. All right, fool
me twice. It's 5 a.m. on Blue Diamond. Nobody's coming down Orville right now.
You're like, I'm going to run this.
I see a dude run a red light.
I 100% would have ran it if there wasn't a car in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, it got to that point. Then by the fifth one, I'm just like, I was in a murderous rage.
Do you guys get mad when it's, like, yellow and the guy stops?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Especially when you're late.
Oh, my God.
I get really mad.
Like, I've actually, like, pulled around and, like, get out of my way, loser.
Going back to the weather, it does feel very fall.
I know. And so if you want to come to the beer garden and, like, hang out, a strip side seat, and speaking of beer, Mahoney, getting after it early, my man.
Well, you said it feels like fall. I say, guys, it feels like autumn, because we're drinking the autumn ale this morning from the Breckenridge Brewing Company.
So, Breckenridge?
Breckenridge. All right, 7% alcohol by volume.
We'll start today, like we normally do, with some good news and some bad news. What would you like to start with first?
Bad news.
Actually, I have a lot of bad news to choose from.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunately.
How about good news then?
No. I actually said I have a lot of bad news to choose from. The bad news is that the Hyperloop that everyone's been talking about, and it's actually being worked on in North Las Vegas, and it's that super, super fast transportation system. They're actually looking at a number of different routes across the world, and there's only really one here in the United States that's seriously being considered, and none of them are going to touch Las Vegas.
What? Wait, aren't they doing the testing here in Nevada?
Yes.
Like North Las Vegas.
Yes.
What are you doing, Elon Musk?
I know.
Why are you teasing us?
Despite the track in North Las Vegas, the U.S. track is not being considered here. There are a couple of tracks that they're considering domestically. Chicago to Pittsburgh, which I guess is fine.
Who cares? What? No.
Dallas to Laredo, Texas.
No.
Who cares?
No.
Miami to Orlando.
Maybe. If you're going to Disney World.
I mean, sure.
But that's about it.
I mean, like, West Coast, though, is where it really needs it.
There are more people in Southern California
than
anywhere else in the United States. Like, per capita.
They're starting Southern California. Even if you want to go Southern California to Northern California.
No.
Like, L.A. to San Fran.
Yeah.
Or L.A. to Las Vegas. Like, you just create a triangle out here first and build from the West Coast.
Do like Orange County, and then make sure you skip over like Victorville and Barstow. Just skip all over all those.
Just make a tunnel so you don't have to look at them.
That
like,
is
sir, you're traveling at 800 miles an hour on the ground. You're not going to see much. Like, still.
That's I
don't want to make eye contact with anyone in Victorville.
We can rename that because, you know, you got the Midwest. That's a lot of flyover states. This would be like a fly under city.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So we don't even have to, you know, I don't want an 800 mile an hour hyperspeed loop from Victorville here.
No, that doesn't.
But like Southern California, we cool.
Yes.
Bring your money here.
Yes.
Victorville, don't bring your crime here.
Yeah. Victorville ain't got no money.
No. I've been to Victorville.
There is not a single Victor in Victorville.
No.
Aw, that's a letdown.
I know it is. You'd think you'd go there and there'd be Victors everywhere.
No.
People winning.
Hello. No. I'm Victor. I'm Victoria.
No. None of them. They all left. This is garbage, though. I mean, I thought they were drinking it for.
I know. I thought the whole point was like we were going to kind of lead the way, and now it's like, we're not even
Dallas to Laredo. Yeah. Shut up, Tesla. I'm never buying one of your cars
now. I don't think you can.
Not that we would have been able to afford it anyways, but still, screw you.
I'm protesting.
Out of principle.
Yeah.
My broke ass is protesting. All right, so this is the good news, though, when it comes to travel, is that Southwest is rumored to be considering flying to Hawaii.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Cool. Maybe setting the stage for entry into the Hawaii market by bringing a group of Southwest representatives to this big summit that they just recently had. It's expected to attract more than 1,000 travel industry representatives, and they're saying that they're not absolutely committed to the idea yet, but Southwest has been expanding. Now, let me ask you this, though, Mahoney, because you know Southwest is great, especially for shorter trips because of the frequency of flights and everything else, but you know they're not the most comfortable out of all of the planes out there. Would you be comfortable saying, let's take a Southwest flight to Hawaii? Because that's a pretty significant flight.
You know, being a tall guy, it does suck flying, but I flew from Las Vegas to New York to, London, then to Greece on basically a Southwest plane, you know, and it cost me $700 round trip, which is, you know, if we're looking at, like, very reasonable rates from Las Vegas direct to Hawaii, like, for, like, $300 round trip,
you'd be down.
I'm 100% in. I will suck it up for those couple hours. But if they're going to, if they're talking, like, $700 round trip, that's, to me, I'm going to pay a little bit extra and get more comfortable, fly Hawaiian.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Southwest does do in my opinion, the best with the rewards program, though. Yeah, I mean, they make it the easiest to actually use it. Like, I fly every airline because I have to travel a lot for work, and I have no idea how the rewards points work on any of the other airlines except for Southwest. Yeah, it's like, I just can't. It's entirely possible I'm a moron. However, I can't figure it out. On United, I just nothing.
I only fly Southwest domestically if I can.
I like how neither of you, given the opportunity, you went, "No, Dave, you're not a moron."
No, man. I just laughed.
Both of you just went.
I mean,
that sounds about.
Why don't you let your wife handle that for you, man? No, like my girlfriend handles all my stuff because I don't know how to do it either. I'm no better.
I thought it was nice that you were like, "Oh, you know, I'm just a moron."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You're like,
Team Dave.
Spot on. Yay. All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to today. So, again, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. Today's Dave and Mahoney Morning Show is brought to you in part by Centennial Toyota.
Oh, give me some more.
X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Checking the voicemail for the first time today. You can always get a message in, 702-889-7352. But like we said, Fridays tend to be our favorites because people bring the heat. Let's see if that's true today.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is Nate, and I hate you. Your show? Whack. Sylvia's hair? Yeah. Whack. In segment with Stacy? Yeah, all right, that's okay. But everything else? Whack. You guys are whack. Ian, you're tight.
Message deleted.
Okay, well, first off, it's not Stacy.
It's Tracy.
It's Tracy. There's no S on the front of it. And that voicemail was whack.
Yeah.
Nate, you're whack. Your tweets? Whack.
Super whack.
Your profile picture? Whack.
What was the other one? Your stance?
Your stance? Whack. Your jewelry? Whack. Your hair? Whack.
That's what.
Maybe that audio clip will make a reappearance in today's Friday Five.
Oh, probably will.
It'd be hard not to make the list. That was a quality piece of work.
Also, my hair? Not whack.
Damn.
What?
Did you hear what he said? He went, nee.
No, I was saying, damn.
Okay.
Better.
He's mad because you're Team Dave.
I know. He's gonna have a grudge on me.
I'm not salty, you know. Hey.
Yeah, definitely not. All right, on to the next one.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, David Mahoney. I heard you've got a certain producer who likes to interview clowns. Why don't you send Ian on down to the gutter to meet me? Pennywise, the dancing clown. I'll even give him a balloon. It'll float. Just like Ian's gonna float when he's down here with me. See you soon, funny boy!
Message deleted.
I kind of liked it.
Kind of creepy.
I don't know if Ian really likes interviewing clowns. The clowns we had on Ian's Interesting Individual this week were I wouldn't say weren't great.
They were annoying.
Yeah, that's super annoying. That's why we played it once.
Yeah.
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 They were certainly no Mini-T or Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, the dominatrix.
Yeah, I mean, as far as interesting individuals go, I'd put them at like a 2.
Yeah.
Not that interesting.
You guys need another hobby.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't kill us in our sleep. X1075.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Well, another celebrity couple down the crapper. Fergie and Josh Duhamel this time.
Oh, you know, when I saw that, I was a little bit...
Kind of bummed?
A little bummed. A little bummed.
Isn't it Duhamel?
Josh Duhamel?
Isn't it Duhamel?
I don't know. Whatever.
Pretty sure it's Duhamel.
Either way, they're splitting up. Fergie, 42. Josh is 44. They have a son together, Axel, who is 4 years old, and she was pictured arriving in Brazil on Wednesday not wearing a wedding ring, and he was out yesterday doing a hike in L.A., also not wearing a wedding ring, and yeah. It lasted longer than I thought it would.
I mean, they were together, I think, like 13 years?
No, it was eight years.
No, they were married for eight.
I guess they dated for a while before that. Maybe it was about 5 years, four or five years. So yeah, I mean, they were together for a long time, and you know... I guess as far as celebrity couple goes, good run.
Yeah, every celebrity year of marriage is like a dog year. So that's, you know, basically like 100 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations. Sorry it didn't work out. But, you know, hey.
You know?
You're both good looking, rich people.
You'll be fine.
I'm sure it's going to be all right.
I'm sure you'll find another suitor.
Yeah.
So some good news, Mahoney, for guys like you and I.
Oh, yeah.
There is a study out that said the best relationships are the ones where more attractive women are paired with a less attractive guy. The researchers found that both people were happier there than in any other situation.
Yeah. I mean, at least I'm happy.
Yeah, the women are happier because the uglier guys are more likely than good-looking guys to give gifts, do extra housework, and really give their full effort in the bedroom.
I'm ugly, so I really have to impress this chick.
You have
chick.
To try. No, yeah. You've always heard the old adage that, like, you know, if somebody is less attractive, they tend to be more giving in the bedroom. And that doesn't just apply to the bedroom. It also applies to just working around the house doing stuff.
I would say, you know, it's 99% of the time, at least in my anecdotal experience, is that, like, you always see a better looking woman with a less attractive man.
Yeah.
Traditionally. Very rarely do you see it the other way around.
And the researchers found that when it is the other way around, it was a big problem, especially for the women. Those guys less likely to do favors and give gifts, and made them more insecure to the point where they were likely to obsess over things like exercising and dieting and stuff like that.
So, I mean, your wife's way out of your league. My girlfriend's way out of my league. How much housework are you doing?
I mean, all of it.
Are you?
Yeah. As soon as I get home at night, I drop to my knees and I start scrubbing at the floor. She calls me Cinderella and kicks me in the ribs.
Cinderella. Look, I'm a dad now. I'm allowed to have a dad bod.
Oh, and then you're allowed to have a dad bod.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, actually, I don't know. I think you guys are. I mean, your wife Dave is beautiful, and your girlfriend Mahoney is like gorgeous. But I mean, you guys are good looking guys.
Stop.
Okay.
Tell me more.
Don't stop. Keep going.
No, that's all I got. That's all I had. Yeah, that was it. But I think you guys were really good looking guys.
Yeah, but they're way better looking than us.
Yeah, totally outkicked her coverage on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we are famous, Dave. We've got that going for us. I don't know if you've heard, but we will be calling the Tough Enough Fighting Championships out in Mesquite, Mayhem in Mesquite 12 tomorrow night.
That's right. We'll be live cage side and also on Facebook, so take that, world. Surprise! Won't be surprised if Fergie shows up trying to court us.
I did read yesterday that UFC sending some people out there.
They always do. Yeah, it'll actually be a really good time if you're thinking about going out to Mesquite tomorrow night for Mayhem and Mesquite 12. You should.
Yeah,
it'll be a lot of fun.
I like how you cross your legs when you're like, maybe Fergie's going to be there.
That's right.
I don't
almost called her Furby.
Furby. That's a whole different kind of party.
That's a cover. That's our cover band.
X-75.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
If you are participating in the Watch, Listen, and Win with the Big Bang Theory, 7 o'clock on CW every single night this week, we may have your chance to call in with the keyword in just a sec. Also, I'm sure it's going to be a challenge for Ian because we have been nearly perfect this week. He's been trying to put together a blooper reel. Let's see whether or not he succeeded. We'll do that in just a moment. Dave Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X-1075.
I'm sure it's going to be challenging this week to come up with a new blooper reel because we were so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last week I remember a distinct slide starting at Thursday.
No, it was really bad Thursday.
Really bad Thursday.
We had a lot of bloops.
Yeah, but this week I think that our bloops have been scattered maybe because I don't really remember one day totally going off the rails.
Well, luckily Ian remembers for us and puts together the wonderful blooper reel.
Here's an all-new one, X107.5.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Saturday, October 7th, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Main event, Dave Farrah versus Jason Mahoney. Farrah? How do I screw up my own last name? How embarrassing.
Is it like somewhere in the Midwest?
It's the...
Kind of
the Midwest. Almost Canada.
Alaska?
No, that's not
the Midwest.
That's not kind of Midwest.
Kind of the Midwest. Alaska?
Bossy Rossi has yet to say that he's willing to fight anyone.
Does he hate the children? Is that what's going on here? He doesn't want to help the children kids of St. Jude's Ranch for Children?
St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is a fantastic organization.
The children kids of St. Jude.
When nature's a calling, but there is no nature around, sometimes natural things are going to go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was, I was just like, man, this city is kind of stinky.
It's the blooper reel.
Last time Raw was here, they did the celebration of friendship with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, and that was one of the finest pieces.
Yes, Chris Jericho.
No, Ian is a brave young man who violently jumped into a pool to save...
Violently? Oh.
Jumped into a pool to save Sylvia's non-swimming ass. Brave young man who violently jumped into a pool to save...
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The worst week ever?
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that one wasn't like 3.5 minutes like it was a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there was some pretty big bloops there. Either way, good job, Ian.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So this is probably going to surprise you, but a study was done about people that are bullies on the internet, it found out that most of them are just narcissistic, insecure men.
Real life punk bitches?
Yep.
Yep.
They said that the recent study has linked narcissism with Facebook trolling and found that because men are more likely to be narcissists than women, that doesn't sound right. Us men would never do something like that. They found that the guys are much more likely to be cyber bullies and to aggressively retaliate against negative comments and also to attention seek.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yep.
I wonder where we've seen that before.
Nope.
I'm not shocked by this. I mean, this is the same thing that kind of goes back to, you know, there was another study a couple months ago about the guys who harass women online are literally just losers. If you are a online troll and or quote unquote bully, you're just a loser. You have nothing going on in your real life because guess what? Winners and happy people and people who have things going on,
they're not spending their entire day online picking on people or trying to get a reaction from somebody that they deem to be more important than them, and so they're going to lash out.
Yeah, because they're happy with themselves and they're happy with their life, so they're not going to go and pick on people.
Right.
That's why, I don't know. We have friends in media and we, you know, who have thin skin.
Yeah, you can't.
And you just can't. Like, you kind of consider the source of where these insults and so on and so forth are coming from.
Mahoney, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
Just like I have. And so, Sylvie, you've been at this for a hot minute, too. Would you guys agree? Because I think it's a hard, fast rule that the second that you start believing the comments one way or another online, you're done.
No, I believe all the good ones about me. How handsome I am, how debonair, how funny.
No,
narcissism leads to... No,
you're 100% right. The moment you either believe your hype or you believe 100% of the haters...
No, you're done. You're just get out. Because then, you know, if you believe the bad comments, then you're going to be thinking that you're horrible.
You're going to be insecure, and you're going to be overcorrecting.
And you're not going to be able to do your best on air.
Yeah.
But if you believe in the hype, then you're going to be thinking you're the crap.
Well, I think that goes either way. I don't think that's just, you know, in jobs and media. I think everybody at this point has pretty much a social media presence in some way, shape, or form. And if you're believing everybody who's saying good things or bad things about you, you just can't take that to heart.
Would you guys say that you developed a thicker skin going into radio?
I don't know. I've always been kind of dead inside, you know, at least since I was like 16 on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, 15, 16 on, pretty dead inside. So
because I think I developed a thicker skin.
I think you kind of
being in radio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because there's unsolicited. Like normally, if you're going about your life and you're not doing something that's being broadcast.
Yeah.
Most people aren't just going to come out of the blue and insult you. It does happen now more because of jealousy on Facebook and, you know, other social media platforms. But it didn't used to happen, you know? I mean, but...
That makes sense.
But Mahoney and I have been doing radio since before the internet was the internet in the way it is today.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, because you guys are old.
Because we're really old.
We've been doing this a long time.
Old balls.
We're very, very old.
Sorry.
Old man balls.
Oh.
Do you think we are out of touch, though? Because, I don't know, as... You know, I'm 36, you're 38, Sylvia's 28. I just wonder...
She's about 30.
All right.
No, she is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said you were. No. Whew, that's a rough 30.
You lived a life.
Yeah. Whew. Put some miles on that one, huh?
I can't imagine putting, like, personal stuff out, though. Like, super, super personal stuff out on Facebook. Is that just because... How do you think that's an age thing, or do you think that's just a personality type?
Personality thing.
No, well... The age thing, no, because like I've seen someone who's like pushing 40 and you know, they posted like a pretty, you know, heartbreaking story about what happened to them. And yeah, I don't think necessarily it's age.
See, heartbreaking stuff doesn't really bother me as much. It's where they're
drama.
When they're going through something in their relationship and they just start airing it all out, or they're angry at their job. Like, it seems so petty and short-sighted to me for somebody to get on social media and vent about their employer. What are you doing?
Well, you know,
your friends are going to see you. If you quit that job and you're looking for, you know, most of the jobs that you find in life aren't because of, you know, how well you are at your job or how good you are. You know, it's probably because you knew somebody you worked
How well you are at your job while you're broadcasting a radio show.
Whatever, man. How well you do at your job. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. But it's who you know. It's usually personal relationships that foster those sorts of jobs and, you know, the positions for you later on. And if you're bitching about your job on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, I'm going to look at that. I'm like, I would never hire that person. I would never recommend that person if I had a job, if we had an opening here.
I never saw Facebook or Twitter or anything like that to broadcast something really personal that happened, like maybe a death or whatever.
Go to a bar with your friend and have a drink and bitch there.
Or if you don't,
like everyone else,
or if you want to write it down, you know, invest in a journal.
Just don't put it out publicly.
Don't. Because what you're doing is you're just getting, you just want pity comments.
Facebook is a highlight reel of how awesome I am.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what it should be. It should be your two stupid knees while you're on a sun chair enjoying a beach somewhere.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
holding
something.
Holding a corona.
Like nothing serious for me.
No, it's supposed to be a highlight reel. Then when you look through mine, you're like, man, he lives a boring life. Just remember.
And that's the highlight reel. It's like when you see a trailer for a movie, you're like, that's going to suck.
We just saw the whole movie and every funny part ever in it.
Yeah, and it's still not funny. X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If you were watching last night on the CW and you know the secret code word, it can win you 3-day passes to the Emerge Music Festival, which is happening here in Las Vegas. Ian's idol, Henry Rollins, just added to the list of speakers along with... the guys from Imagine Dragons and Gerard Way and so many other great artists are going to be here speaking. And there's going to be so many great up-and-coming artists that are performing as well. So if you're watching Big Bang Theory last night on the CW and you know the secret code word 702-791-1075, that is your opportunity right now to give us a buzz and to possibly win some 3-day passes.
Hell yeah.
So, Mahoney, some really good news.
What's that?
Bald men are considered to be stronger and more dominant and attractive than others.
Why is that good news for me?
Oh, no reason.
I have a perfectly fine head of hair over here, sir.
Researchers at the university. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Re- Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania released the results of a survey that found that men who shed their hair are more attractive. According to the researchers, the bald men won out in all three categories. The study also said that men who willingly ditch their hair are perceived to be more appealing because they've gone against the traditional norms associated with hair and vitality.
Nah, I mean, that's you know, look at like basketball players. Cool as hell. Shave their head. You know, they look great. Bruce Willis, like the one white guy who looks great, who looks better without hair than he does with hair.
It depends on where your hair is, though. Like Dana White, for example, from the UFC, when he was like hanging on to the hair. Same thing with Joe Rogan, like kind of hanging on to the little bit of hair. No, it's better just to get rid of it.
Yeah,
just shave it.
See, but I would go the other way. You know, I mean, they both like. I mean, I would say Dana got his. You know, when he went full shave. You know, he wasn't quite the 100 millionaire that he is today.
Right.
You know, I mean, so
it's because he's rich and powerful that makes him more attractive.
Makes him rich and powerful. Yeah. Same thing with Joe Rogan.
The full bald look, though, is better than the...
Yes, I agree.
Than just like the monk thing.
You look like a weenie if it's one way or the other. You know, if you're just in between, you know, if you're just holding on and hoping that no one will notice, everyone will notice. Whereas I will go, I make no qualms about this. The moment my hair starts going back, I am going to get hair plugs. I'm getting that Jeremy Piven, Daniel Tosh. I want a shag carpet on top of my head.
You're not doing the Sean Tempesta?
No, I'm not going to do the budget one. No, I'm going full blown, baby. I'm going to take out a second mortgage on the house and load this bitch up with all sorts of hair.
See, Mahoney, I was trying to think.
We both know you already have a second mortgage on the house.
Third mortgage. Oh,
third. I was trying to think, third like, mortgage. Who, like, a celebrity that's Daniel, bald that I'm trying to think, like, that I found attractive. And the only person
Howie
I thought
Mandel,
was...
Howie Mandel? He's got a lot of money.
Bruce Willis in his younger days?
See, I was thinking about Bruce Willis. No.
Nope. Can't think of one. All right.
Nope.
So speaking of Howie Mandel, the woman that sits next to him is Mel B on America's Got Talent. Do you guys watch America's Got Talent? Because I never watch it on television. I always watch it on Facebook, though.
I've never.
They're like, this is the most incredible person doing the most incredible Rubik's Cube trick you've ever seen.
When they heard her sing, the judges did this.
It was the gold ticket.
I never watch it on TV, but I've seen a bunch of the, like you said, on Facebook or YouTube, things of that. The young girl who does the ventriloquist.
Oh yeah, she's amazing.
She's really good. I don't know how far she's made it, you know, since you know last week or whatever. But I've been really captivated by her. And there's like a 9-year-old girl named Celine who does Celine Dion songs and kills it.
Really,
she's a great voice. And then there's a deaf.
The deaf singer.
She's unreal really good.
Too. Yeah, and that's like just that show does such a good job of like pulling at the heartstrings. You sons of.
So Mel B, the reason I brought her up is because she's afraid that her ex husband or soon to be ex husband, as they're going through this divorce, is going to release all of the intimate tapes that they have together. Going to enter 54 videos as exhibits in their legal battle.
Jeez.
By the way, Mel B, what are you doing making 54 sex tapes? Why would anyone ever need 54?
How about two? Maybe one? Just depends on how the lighting was.
Maybe none.
Light it the right way for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
People don't understand. Lighting is very important.
Lighting is key.
Yeah, lighting is key. Yeah.
And you can't zoom too much.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, why would you even make a tape to begin with, much less 54 of them, if all 54 of these tapes get entered into evidence like he wants them to, meaning that they'll be, you know, viewable by both sides? That's kind of unheard.
One, maybe they just wanted to see how they did it. Like, they wanted to see how they look, what they look like.
It's always a lot less impressive than you hope.
Or
like, you get done, you're like, man, that was amazing. I'm an Adonis in the bedroom. And then if you watch it back, you're like, ew. Oh, God, it's like a bag of cottage cheese.
Or maybe, you know, the first 53 didn't work.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they weren't happy with
it. Or, I mean, Mel B's an attractive woman. I don't know much about her husband other than his last name's Belafonte.
Yeah.
But maybe they looked really good, and so they
maybe
in that case they're like, oh man, this is
we look hot. Let's keep doing this.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think that the judge would allow that, though, because I feel like that's pretty in a divorce proceeding.
Yeah.
To, like, watch the video in court?
I mean, I guess it all depends on the circumstances, because if you recall, there was all that drama about, like, the nanny being involved, too.
Yeah, and the forced threesomes.
The threesomes.
I feel like you can't put that in front of a jury. I feel like that's just, at that point, you're tainting the jury.
But you know that judge is going to be like,
Well, let me see the evidence, and I'll make a determination after that.
That's why I became a judge.
Yeah. And, like, people are going to get excited.
I don't think anybody's getting excited.
I don't know. Somebody on the jury is like, boing. Does that mean guilty or not? I don't know. X1075.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Got some voicemails coming in about the upcoming fight, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, Saturday, October 7th. Mahoney's going to eat grass, and then he's going to eat... Never mind.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be on grass. It's going to be in a ring, Dave.
Okay.
It's going to be a sanctioned event. All right. We're going to be
plastic?
Fine. Yeah.
It's going to be the first time in a long time that you've eaten leather, bitch.
I mean, I haven't eaten meat, Dave. Since March 1st.
That comes from an animal.
Yeah, it's a cow.
Yeah, I know. But like, I'm going to make him eat leather because I'm going to punch him in the face.
I'm going to have a mouthpiece. And I don't know if I'm going to actually eat anything.
After I knock you out, I'm on a pretty solid diet. Knock you out, I'm going to force feed you.
Really?
Oh. Tube steak.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah. I'm going to drop a little filet medallion into your mouth.
Uh-huh. Force him to eat it.
Take his mouth. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Excited about the fight? Can't wait. And I also see you guys need another bikini girl to fight. Okay? Well, we got David Mahoney fighting. We got Ian even fighting. But come on, Sylvia. Step up. You know, rock that bikini and go knock some girl out. You got it. All right. Then all four of you guys will be involved in this. And it'll be awesome. All right. See ya.
Message deleted.
Yeah. What do you think, Sylvia?
I feel like that girl would kick my butt.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I mean, I think there's a real possibility Mahoney might kick my butt this go around. I mean, he's been losing all kinds of weight. He's been secretly training, even though it pretends like he hasn't been.
Where have I been secretly training?
It's such a secret I can't even tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He's walking on the treadmill.
That's right. Planet Fitness. They have an underground fight club.
You can't talk about it.
Dude, things get real at Planet Fitness, man. Especially on pizza day. You don't know, man.
I love that they have a pizza day at Planet Fitness.
Is it like vegan pizza?
No.
No, man. It's like a legit.
It's Little Caesars, man.
They bring in Little Caesars for the
Why
people.
Why do they have
today? They do it once a month.
That is a great question, Sylvia. Why would a gym say, come on in and eat 3,000 calories?
If I'm going to go to the gym and they have pizza, I'm not working out after that.
Of course you're not. No one does. No, it's pizza day, but at Planet Fitness, they don't judge.
No, I'm going to go eat it, and I'm going to go home.
How dare you?
In fact, well, they don't judge unless you're working out hard and you make a noise, in which case
the lunk
alarm goes off.
Those people are annoying, though.
Come on, man.
When you're throwing weights around.
Look, I get it, but I mean, come on, man. It's a gym. If there's one place to do it.
No, Dave. You train what you want to do. I enjoy my time at Planet Fitness.
Grunt really hard?
Yeah.
Dave loves grunting.
Oh, sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You got to let it out sometimes. Yeah.
I don't.
When I'm blasting them weights.
Oh, yeah.
Those 12-pound weights.
Uh-huh.
Those are heavy. All right. You don't do 15?
Well, not yet. We're working my way up.
Also, the fight shirts are available if you go to davemahoney.com. There's a link there. 1075, 100% of the profits go to St. Jude's Ranch for Children, and they are the super soft t-shirts. So.
Yes, also, get your fight shirt. If you order it now, it'll be here in time. Plenty of time for the fight.
And if you want a reminder of why all of this is happening, there's a little video of the old boxing match.
Yeah, our first fight. You can also see that at davemahoney.com on that same link where you buy the t-shirts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, Sylvia, for real. Next time Bossy Rossi tries to go ahead and cancel anything, you take one of those newspapers that are rolled up and just thump them one good one right in the forehead. Pretty sure you guys will be able to get away with a lot more if you start doing that. Also, too, this whole fight coming up. Hashtag Team Double Butt. Mahoney's going to whoop the ass. That's what's going to happen.
Message deleted.
That's right. You're going to whoop that ass.
It's true.
You're embracing Double Butt?
He does have twice the power, twice the corking power.
What are you talking about?
You can use two of his ass cheeks to keep planted on the ground and the other two to punch with. It's dangerous.
I don't think he has it anymore.
The double butt?
I've been squatting, Dave. I've been squatting.
I think he's lost it.
Really? Come on. That double butt's never going anywhere.
I hate squatting, man.
Squats are great.
Have you ever thought maybe that would make sense? You really think he's lost it? That makes sense. Do you think that, because I haven't looked recently, do you think that Ian maybe got the other, because you know how Mahoney's had the double butt? Ian hasn't had an ass. And so Mahoney baby gave half of his ass to Ian.
Dave, there's no ass sharing going on between me and Ian. I'll have you know. I'll have you know.
Your ass is the Uber of butts. It's an ass sharing company.
You got a really bad CEO who's really misogynistic. Yeah. We're going to have to boot him out.
Always making comments about your badunkin'.
We should create that app.
X1075.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Oh, this week. This week has been a good week for awesome audio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to get in the Friday Five because there is not one that is not hilarious in the Friday Five. It's our five favorite audio clips of the week. And it's coming up next. X1075.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
The Friday Five are our five favorite audio clips of the week. And this week, we have got some good ones. First up today, this is one of those candid moments where you have a football coach, former football coach, Jim Mora on camera, and he's just having a conversation with somebody, and he forgets, that they're live on the air. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like he was just talking, but he didn't talk as if they were like live on the air and could get in trouble for saying some bad words.
He didn't censor himself.
Number five in the Friday Five. Here we go.
Fletcher, Sharif, and Coach Jim Mora. The later it gets, the less patient Coach gets with Fletcher and Sharif, guys.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott.
Tell Scott he's full of shit. It's okay.
It's
sorry
okay.
about what? That. What? He's full of it. How about that? Yes, he is full of it. Yes.
It takes years of training to be able to get to be that comfortable on the air. You know? So, yeah. I mean, the coach is just way ahead of his time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of not knowing when there's a hot mic around, this woman was maybe talking to somebody, maybe not talking to somebody, definitely has what appears to be some issues. She was screaming at somebody in a vehicle about a certain part of their anatomy and was definitely losing it. And somebody pulled out their phone and started recording it. And that's what brings us to number four in the Friday Five.
What if she wasn't talking on the phone to somebody?
What if she was just screaming?
Does that make it worse or does that make it better?
I think better in a way.
Does
too
it?
Small.
Too small.
It's too small.
I think that's worse because if you're just sitting in a car alone screaming that, at least I can understand the rage towards someone.
Unless she ordered food and it was too small for her. So she got into rage. It's like, it's too small.
I mean, she was talking about the certain part of the anatomy.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What if it was like food?
I don't think that's food.
Sylvia, you're hungry. Just eat your yogurt.
Yeah.
And bring it.
Drink a beer then. We've got a vanilla porter from our friends at Breckenridge Brewing Company in front of us.
We are hanging out here at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo, enjoying some ice cold beer. And we have your chance to win a gift card to come down here and hang out at Legacy Stadium as well and enjoy their all new beer garden. Number three and number two in the Friday Five are on deck.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Our five favorite audio clips of the week, something that really broke through this week was all of the iPhone announcements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They came out on Tuesday with the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, and the iPhone 10. And one of the big selling points of the iPhone 10 is that you can unlock it with your face.
Yeah.
That's
so, you know,
pretty dumb.
Okay.
I mean,
as if it's too much of a hassle to pick up your phone and put your finger on it.
Or put in a code.
Or put in four digits to unlock. It's
just
ridiculous.
Too much.
Or even your finger. I feel like the fingerprint.
Yeah, I just said that. You weren't listening again, Sylvia.
When you're to scan your face, that's going to take way longer.
Yeah.
It's not convenient. The thing about technology, it's not supposed to make things harder. It's supposed to make things easier.
Right. And sometimes you can be a little bit too excessive with trying to make things easy.
Yeah.
Like Bluetooth technology, for example, is very handy in the car.
Yeah,
If you're always walking around with a Bluetooth attached to your head, though, that would be an unnecessary convenience. You don't always have to have a phone literally in your ear.
Even when you're not using it?
Take it out of your ear hole. Because you're overextending technology at that point.
I don't know. Maybe they like it because it looks fashionable.
It does not look fashionable. It looks stupid.
Maybe I do like my Bluetooth headphones for working out.
See, that perfectly acceptable
when
use.
When I'm walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah. You have been training outside of Planet Fitness. I knew it, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get my tan on, Dave.
Number three in the Friday Five this week is when they were doing the big reveal of the facial recognition unlocking of the phone for the iPhone X. And somebody's getting fired for this, right?
No, somebody's not getting fired for this. When it's the richest company in the world worth almost $1 trillion at this point.
Someone's going to die.
Somebody's done.
Here you go. Number three in the Friday Five. Tim Cook trying to unlock the iPhone X with his face and it not working in the live demonstration.
Here is iPhone X. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again. Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here and get right in.
I like that.
You like the ho, ho, ho.
It's like you SOB.
That's somebody's ass.
I'm going to murder your entire family.
You done messed up, son.
One more time, Ian.
Here is iPhone X. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, let's go to backup here.
Are you planning on buying the new iPhone X, even though it's a ridiculous priced item?
I mean, probably. I mean, it's one of those things where I always find a way to justify, because I use my phone so much.
Yeah.
I use it all day, every day.
Uh-huh.
And it's ridiculous to pay that much for it. But let's say that paying $1,500 for a television is fairly pedestrian, right? Like, you wouldn't think it's ridiculous to pay $1,500 for a TV, but the amount of time that I spend using my phone compared to using a television...
It's greater.
It's not even close. I use my phone more than I use my car.
Yeah, but you're not going to drop your TV and break it, especially because it's glass on two sides now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be that donk because I've been waiting. Like, I have the iPhone 6, and like my wife has the iPhone 7 Plus, and she really likes it, but I didn't upgrade, and I've been waiting to see what's coming out.
Yeah.
And I just, now is the time, but it doesn't come out till the end of the year, and my current phone, and I really think they do this on purpose, the battery does not hold a charge at all. Where, like, when a new phone comes out, does your phone start taking a dump?
Oh, yeah.
Because that always happens to
my
phones.
New operating system's hitting on the 19th, too. If you upgrade to that, it's really going to just crap all over it. You know, it's just not going to be good at all.
So, anyway, I'll probably upgrade, and facial recognition can kiss my ass. I have no interest in that whatsoever.
Then why don't you get the 8, then?
You want the fancy one. If we're just being honest, I want to, like, you know, you go out to dinner or whatever and you set your phone on the table and people go, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you get it, can I play with your phone?
She wants to make the emoji faces with the poop.
Yeah.
What?
Is that that's the facial recognition thing, part of it, not just unlocking your phone. There's going to be...
I can unlock it with a piece of poop? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying there's an emojis, which they recreate your facial expressions, and you can send those to your friends.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
So can I...
No, you cannot. You can.
Thanks, man.
All right, here we go. Number two in the Friday Five, Sergio Dip, a name that none of us knew before Monday night, and now... almost everyone knows because he was single-handedly the most awkward sideline reporter, not just of Monday Night Football and ESPN, which you'd think that they would get right considering, you know, it's kind of their flagship program.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL on ESPN, you'd think that they would get that right, but no, they did not. They had this guy, Sergio Dip, on the sidelines. They had Rex Ryan in the booth, which was also awkward at moments, but this one really took the cake. And then his explanation as to why he blew it afterwards, somehow even worse than him blowing it on the sidelines. Here you go, number two in the Friday Five, Sergio Dip.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life.
Look, I mean... bad?
It wasn't even
not,
that bad.
Not the worst thing.
No.
If you just like laughed about it on social media, you'd be like, yeah, you know, my first moment on the big stage kind of got, you know, little butterflies in the stomach, looked into the camera, and my mind went blank. Everyone would be like, yeah, we get that.
Yeah, and I think people would have been more forgiving.
But instead, he's hours after the fact, had a prepared statement that he recorded in his hotel room And he tried to explain down what had happened because we're a land of immigrants and he's...
And how dare we talk about this on 9/11?
He's only a 29-year-old kid. Dude, you're 30.
Yeah, get out of here.
And also, what does 9/11 or immigrants have to do with you blowing it on camera? Here was his explanation that he gave us as to why he blew it.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy. Making my debut as a minority on American national TV, the biggest stage out there, on the most heartfelt day in this great country made up by immigrants, and on some people's perspective, it all went wrong. But I truly meant no disrespect. All I wanted to do was to show some love to these two historical head coaches. Hopefully, I'll have another chance. And be sure I'll make the most out of it.
Do you know what's amazing about that? Is that he sat down. You know that he recorded it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, that's the best take.
Yeah. But one.
As a 36-year-old American.
29-year-old Mexican guy.
The inflection has to be perfect on guy.
Guy. Like pause. A 29-year-old Mexican guy.
But I mean, you gotta admit, like, he's very like very novella, like he'd be on a Mexican soap opera.
He takes himself too seriously. Stop it. Nobody cares.
Just because you're Mexican, don't blame it on that. If you suck, you suck.
Exactly. This has nothing to do with you being Mexican or their immigrants ever coming to the country.
Yeah, like don't.
And no one thought that you were trying to disrespect anything.
No.
You just sucked.
Like, don't blame it because you're Mexican.
Yes, we suck every day.
You're Mexicans under the bus.
And we suck as a group. You're Hispanic.
Yes,
we're not.
I am Mexican.
Yes, there you go.
I don't blame it on my heritage.
As a group, we suck.
Yeah.
It's not that's, just because you're Mexican or just because
that's diversity.
I'm Scottish.
That's diversity in action right there, Dave. There you go.
Group sucking.
Whoa. Oh boy.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We're live at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo this morning, and we would like to give you a $100 gift card to come down here and enjoy their beer garden and maybe watch some sports. It's obviously football season. You can bet right here at Legacy Stadium. They have a sports book in the actual sports book. And it's not your traditional sports book. It's also a great restaurant and bar, and you can come down here and enjoy all of it with a $100 beer garden, including $100 gift card to enjoy their beer garden. If you come down here right now, 702-791-1075 will set you up with a gift card. If you were calling number 10, good luck to you. All right, here we go. Number one in the Friday Five. It's our favorite audio clip of the week. And this is a jilted ex-boyfriend who's over at his ex-girlfriend's apartment. We don't know if she's home. He's just standing outside of said apartment screaming at it. And he appears to be very upset that she's dating somebody else.
It's hair, whack. It's gear, whack. It's jewelry, whack. It's foot stance, whack. The way that he talks, whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile, whack. Me, I'm tight as
I mean, they're all...
The way that he doesn't even like to smile.
I mean, they're all good reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, especially his foot stance. Yeah. Whack.
I mean, you can't have a whack foot stance and expect to woo the ladies, Dave.
Maybe you can, though, because he's saying that this guy's got his girl with his whack foot stance and his lack of smiling.
Was his hair whack?
His hair was whack, yeah.
Yeah, his hair was whack.
Jewelry whack, yeah. Can't have bad jewelry, too.
No.
One more time, just for old time's sake, Ian.
It's hair whack. It's gear whack. It's jewelry whack. It's foot stance whack. The way that he talks whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile whack. Me, I'm tight as
I just want to see the video of like him, like maybe he's like turning his head every time he says whack.
Whack.
Like, your hair is whack.
I hope he gets whacked for every time he said whacked.
X107.5.
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If there is any one product from your childhood that you'd really want to make a comeback, what would it be, Mahoney? Do you have any one specific thing that you loved back when you were a kid that just went away? I have an example for you of something that's coming back.
What's that?
Jolt. Jolt Cola is coming back.
I didn't know Jolt left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you remember Jolt, like, why it was such a big deal? It was just double the caffeine, double the sugar.
When you could get a hold of it when you were at, like, you know, the convenience store, because most convenience stores didn't have them, but there were a couple that would carry Jolt. I would always go for it because it was double the caffeine.
And double the sugar.
Was it double the sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't remember that.
So Zima has made a pretty... at least an impactful comeback. I don't know if they've actually sold a lot of it, but
Crystal Pepsi's also back.
That was a couple of years ago, is when Crystal Pepsi first came back. Yeah. And I don't know if anyone actually bought Crystal Pepsi, but on social media, I've seen a lot of people posting about Zima and how it's kind of like that novelty item. Zima?
Yeah.
I don't know if they rolled a lot out here in Nevada, but across the country, I would see different people posting about Zima being back.
Zima was like a wine cooler?
It's technically a malt liquor.
It's a malt liquor.
It's kind of like a Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
It was Smirnoff Ice before Smirnoff Ice was a thing.
Yeah. So 12 ounces of Jolt, just to give you an idea, 71 milligrams of caffeine, twice the amount in the regular sodas.
Okay.
And, you know, about a third of the amount in a cup of coffee. So, I mean, it's still not like huge amounts of caffeine compared to what we're all used to chugging nowadays from Starbucks. But
my teeth are hurting just thinking about it, though.
10 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh.
167 calories. In just a soda.
One soda?
Just a soda,
like
yeah.
Like a normal, well, I guess a Coke's kind of like, I guess, what, 130? I don't know. 140 in a can of Coke?
Jolt Cola will be available at Dollar General stores starting on September 21st, so next week. Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I just ordered us 5 pounds of Fireballs for the office.
Why did you do that?
Because, I mean, I love spicy things in my mouth, man. You know, just like little hot little red balls, you know, of cinnamon just blowing up in there.
Yeah.
You don't like Fireballs?
You know, sure. I just wouldn't order 5 pounds of them.
Well, it's like 5 pounds for $10. I feel like that's a great deal. That's the thing I love about the internet is, like, as a kid, man, if I had $10, you could go pretty far at 7-Eleven. You know, I get a couple sodas, I get a bag of chips, a couple candy bars. But, like, for $10, I just got 5 pounds of Fireballs, man.
That is why the internet was invented.
Yes.
Right there, yes. So a guy in Massachusetts was fleeing from the cops on Tuesday, and he stopped in a cell phone store to apply for a job.
Was this was he actually trying to get a job, or was this like a decoy?
Both, I think. Like he stopped in, and then he was in there, he's like, "Hey, I'd like to apply for a job." And they're like, "Well, as a matter of fact, we have some openings." And he started filling out the application. Unfortunately for him, while he was filling out the application, the police dog sniffed him out, and
Did any word on if he is going to, in fact, get that job?
Well, the manager said he had no idea that the guy was even on the run because he introduced himself to me, cool as a cucumber, the manager said. No sweaty hands, clean shirt, pretty well groomed. Interview did not go great, because halfway through, a police dog popped up the window and started barking like crazy. Cops busted into the store and arrested Jose.
He was so close.
Well, maybe when he gets out, he'll have some work for him, you know? I mean, obviously, works well under pressure. You could put that on the old resume.
Yeah.
Not like dogs, though.
No, keep those away.
Yeah.
So, good news, you guys. Fall fashion is here. The weather is starting to cool down a little bit in Las Vegas.
It is. It was very fall yesterday.
And even this morning, it was like, ooh, a little chilly.
Are your tire pressure lights on?
No, not yet. My wife's car is doing that.
Isn't that
annoying, like, this time of year when, like, the weather goes from 120 to, I don't know, like
85
and, like, the tire pressure just out of the
way. Yeah.
And then, so, like, you get on the highway and you're like, is this really? Because I didn't look at my tires, but I didn't notice anything wrong with my car. I'm like, is this really low tire pressure?
I'm going to chalk it up to this time of year.
Yeah. No, when that first happened to me, I got scared because, like, I thought my tire got punctured again. I was like, oh, no. And I was on the highway, and I'm like, oh, this is how it ends.
Ian actually had a flat on the 215 yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What the hell happened there?
Yeah. I have no idea.
How long were you on the side? Like, because that's, like, I hate. I've only got, like, a flat on the highway, like, once or twice ever.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing scarier than being on the highway trying to change a damn tire.
The 215 is pretty good because they have, in most places, pretty big shoulders.
Yeah.
Even though they've been widening it, you know, and getting rid of some of that extra space. Still pretty big shoulders, all things considered. The worst is when there's, like, virtually no shoulder and you're trying to change it and it's a tire on the driver's side. So, like, your ass is hanging out into the lane almost, and then 18-wheelers.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the 95 going northbound near Tropicana, and where my car, like, it just stopped, and I couldn't get over to the right side of the road.
Oh no!
So I was on the left side where it kind of like curves a little.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, I'm dead.
The worst. Yep. I am shocked. You know, 10 years later that I'm still alive on that. But I'm glad, Ian, you are okay.
So this is the story about the new fall fashion. Calvin Klein has just debuted a new sweater.
Is it a pumpkin spice latte pair of underwear?
No, this will make you even more hateable than that, believe it or not.
How?
This is a sweater that is missing the torso.
So, it's just like a belly shirt?
It's
a belly sweater?
No, it's just the sleeves.
So is it just like a shawl almost?
No, it's just the sleeves.
So it's like what those basketball players wear, like when they wear the, yes, like the little, like, compression sleeves, like
gloves without the, if you cut the hand part off, like long Cruella de Vil style.
What do you wear that with, a tank top?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you want to like let everyone know that you're wearing a wife beater,
but you still want to be reasonably warm.
Exactly. But you still want to be toasty and cozy inside. Very reasonably priced, though. Because, I mean, okay, you got to think. It can't be ridiculously priced. Because it's just the sleeves.
Yeah, you're not getting all the material.
A very modest $2,165.
I'm going to order that right now.
Yes.
You should have ordered that instead of the Fireball.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
No, Fireball was the right choice.
That was the way to go. Yeah.
X-107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, let's do it right now. Call number 10 at 702-791-1075. You get tickets to go see Bob Saget tomorrow night over at Brooklyn Bowl at the Link. Good luck to you. This is an interesting story. Women in long-term relationships are 4 times more likely to not care about having the adult relations. Same trend does not exist for men. According to experts at Southampton University, the important findings were based on answers from about 11,000 participants. So pretty significant study. Over 34% of women say they lacked interest in sex compared to 15% of men. So 34 to 15. The survey showed that both men and women were at risk of being put off. And, you know, they had bad experiences in the past that maybe led to that. Other passion killers include poor mental and physical health or recently having an STI.
I was wondering if it's like, you know, they're not being adventurous in the bedroom.
Have you found that helps you, is to be more adventurous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play Jumanji, you know, you put on the safari hat, and, you know, see what happens, man.
Go exploring in the jungle.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, when I read this article, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, maybe they're not, you know, communicating.
And at some point, a bearded man jumps out of the closet. What year is it?
Oh, it's 2017. What happened?
Oh, my God. Who did what? That's not a monkey. X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tell you what, Mahoney. Sylvie always picks the worst times to go poop.
Yeah, she does, Dave. She just wandered out of the studio.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, though. John Wick Chapter 3 gets its release date.
Don't say that like in a, you know, I love the John Wick movies.
Did you actually watch John Wick 2?
Yeah, I saw both of them. I saw them both in the theater.
And you loved it?
I thought it's a good, dumb action movie.
Okay.
You know, and I think Keanu Reeves has really cemented himself as one of the best dumb action heroes of the last 20 years.
Certainly one of the best dumb heroes of the last 20 years.
I like Keanu Reeves, man.
I can't take Keanu Reeves seriously. What? That's my problem. Even as Neo in The Matrix, like, he's just like he talks like this too much, and all I hear is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, man. He's
Wild Stallions.
He's become such a good action star and kind of out of nowhere, too. I mean, yes, we saw The Matrix, and those were awesome, but this, like, John Wick takes it back to, like, the old school days of just, like, you know, not a lot of CGI, just a lot of stunts, and I'm excited for Chapter 3. I will 100% go see John Wick Chapter 3 in the theaters. When is it coming out?
May 17th, 2019. So,
well, that's not too far away, right?
I don't know. The world may end by then.
I think we'll be okay. I mean, North Korea's got to stop shooting off. But
did that again, by the way. Another one over over Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you miss, you're starting World War III.
Yeah.
North Korea. That's the thing. Like, you're playing games, you're playing chicken, but you're playing chicken with, you know, 150 million people in Japan alone, another 50 million in South Korea, and 300 million here in the United States. it's a little scary considering that there was a report yesterday that they were using, that, you know, North Korea doesn't have all the technology in the world, but they've been using Google Maps to do surveillance and plan out where they're going to shoot.
You know, sometimes Google Maps are outdated.
And they take you in the wrong way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
So, like I said, you might just want to be careful.
Be cool, man.
Yeah.
Chill out.
We will send John Wick up into that bitch.
So, the new food trend is adding whipped cream to iced tea?
Why?
It seems strange, right?
I like whipped cream. I like iced tea. I don't want them together.
Wait. No, I misread that. Excuse me. New food trend is adding whipped cheese to iced tea.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Whipped cheese?
Like whipped cream, I was like, okay, like maybe. I mean, like you're having like a tea or a coffee and like you add some whipped cream.
I know
cream,
some people
like
put sugar in their
tea. Yeah, sure, of course, yeah. The drink started in Taiwan back in 2010 and it's made its way over here and it's now popping up at hot spots in New York and L.A. And it's just what it sounds. A shop adds powdered cheese to whipped cream and then puts some of it on top of iced tea.
No. I'm a
And allegedly, cheese and tea are complementary flavors, so it tastes good.
I don't think I'm gonna pass on that one. That sounds a little too, you know, these...
Look who's back from her morning poo. Well, welcome back. Just walk back into the studio here at Legacy Stadium. Bathrooms here at Legacy's are very fantastic. Nice, aren't they?
Oh, they're very beautiful. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not...
I bet you do.
I feel like adding cheese to iced tea will make that happen anyway.
It sounds like a pregnant woman's craving.
Yeah. You just made some roomie hungry.
What?
All right. So a 50-year-old guy by the name of Mark Bell, who lives in Boca Raton, Florida, he made his money by he used to own Penthouse Magazine. So you can judge him if you want. But actually, I think this is pretty awesome. He's on the board of directors for a foster kids program. Okay. And about 70 of them had nowhere to go when the area got slammed by Hurricane Irma. So a bunch of the shelters for these foster kids.
Did he bring them to a strip club? Did he shelter them under the stage?
I'm going to help you kids grow up.
No.
So this
we've reinforced these poles. This building will stand.
Him and his wife invited all of the kids to come stay with them at their $30 million mansion.
Oh,
it's a 27,000 square foot house with 8 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, a pool, a basketball court, a home theater, and a game room that includes a pool table, air hockey, ton of arcade games, which is awesome, except for you're like, well, now I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Because now
you've tasted the good life.
You've tasted the other side.
Yeah, now you know anywhere you go after that, it's like.
They also hired a guitar player to come in and do a sing-along. They brought in all sorts of like manicurists to do the girls' nails. They hired an entertainer named Bobby the Balloon Guy to perform.
Bobby the Balloon
Guy.
I
don't know what
he
does. But
yeah, do you think that's really his name, or did he just go with it for the alliteration?
Probably.
The old double B.
I'm happy for him. You know, anybody who's out there doing doing good things for the community, especially after a natural disaster like a Category 4 hurricane hitting Florida. I mean, there are some of the islands in the Florida Keys that are just completely wiped out. You know, there's still quite a few people. You know, there's still 20% of Florida without power. You know, and we're over a week out at this point. So anybody who's doing that, I don't care where you made your money. Just as long as you weren't like, you know, killing kids or, you know, doing something unspeakable. If you made your money doing pornography and you want to help kids out now, good on you.
Yep, because you could just not be doing that.
You could do nothing.
You could do nothing.
Absolutely.
X107.5.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
We have your chance to win a $50 gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces Nails growler to join us on Sunday. Going to be a great time out of Aces Nails, the silver and black uncensored tailgate party. Your chance to get set up with that is coming up. Also in Know the Show, which is coming up in a moment, we have VIP tickets to Dave vs. Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
The Pharisides are coming to town.
And if you missed the blooper reel earlier, we're going to replay that for you in just a moment as well. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Another remarkable week here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Not in a good way, just, something worth noting is that this week has been another dumpster fire. And if you don't believe us, then have a listen to this week's all-new blooper reel.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Saturday, October 7th, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Main event, Dave Farrah versus Jason Mahoney. Farrah? How do I screw up my own last name? How embarrassing.
Is it like somewhere in the Midwest?
It's the...
Kind of
the Midwest. Almost Canada.
Alaska?
No, that's
that's not
kind
the Midwest.
That's not kind of Midwest.
Kind of the Midwest. Alaska?
Bossy Rossi has yet to say that he's willing to fight anyone.
Does he hate the children? Is that what's going on here? He doesn't want to help the children kids. Of St. Jude's Ranch for Children?
St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is a fantastic organization.
The children kids. Of St. Jude.
When nature's a calling, but there is no nature around, sometimes natural things are going to go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was, I was just like, man, the city is kind of stinky.
It's the blooper reel.
Last time Raw was here, they did the celebration of friendship with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, and that was one of the finest pieces.
Yes, Chris Jericho.
No, Ian is a brave young man who valiantly jumped into a pool to save...
Valiantly? Oh.
Jumped into a pool to save Sylvia's non-swimming ass. Brave young man who violently jumped into a pool to save...
Chris Jones.
Brave young man. I don't screw my own last name.
Chris Jones.
Screw my own last name.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, boy.
Alaska's not in the Midwest.
No, it's almost as far from the Midwest as
it's super far.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, here we go. Call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. We'll set you up with a $50 gift card as well as a custom Ace's Nails Dave Mahoney Growler. We're going to be out at Ace's Nails this Sunday starting at 12 o'clock. It is the Uncensored Silver and Black Tailgate Party. Mm-hmm. We would love to see you there. Call number 10.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, we have some VIP tickets for Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo happening Saturday, October 7th, Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. That's where Mahoney is going to perish.
I'm not going to perish, Dave.
I'm gonna
beat your ass, son.
You sure you're not going to imperish yourself?
That's not even a word. Both of you.
All right. So
that's really dumb.
Here's the Sylvia loves puns. That makes
it's
me so
even
happy.
The pun is just kind of a laugh.
All right. All right.
Here's the question for today.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Unless she ordered food and it was too small for her, so she got into just in a rage. It's like, it's too small.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What if it was like food?
I don't think that's food.
Sylvia, you're hungry. Just eat your.
Yeah.
And bring it.
Oh my God!
What did Sylvia?
She loves to eat this in the morning, and she forgot it today, so she was unable to eat it. But normally she has this with her. I mean, it's always like she's attached to the hip to it or something. But she always brings this. She loves to eat this first thing in the morning.
It's my
but
favorite
did
thing
not
to eat.
Bring it. That's right.
What did she forget? And keep it clean.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Yes, keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Real quickly, we have a little update for you on Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. The fight card is coming together very nicely. Bikini match going to happen for sure now.
Yep.
Yes.
Ivan the Blind Mexican versus Ian the Producer. Also for sure going to happen. By the way, Ian going to be blindfolded in that fight, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Joey the Leprechaun versus Santa Claus. That is going to St. Patrick's Day versus Christmas going to be on that card. And then also Elvis versus Batman. Ian actually has a meeting with both of them this weekend to discuss the upcoming fight. So fight card coming together very, very nicely.
Do you plan on interviewing them, bringing them back for maybe a new Ian's Interesting Individual next week, Ian?
Oh, of course, Batman especially
for sure.
Because it's been way too long. I'm curious to see what's been going on with Batman.
Yeah, for sure. All right, here we go. X107.5. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What is the correct answer? What did Sylvia forget to bring today?
Yogurt.
Yay! Yes. Oh,
Yogurt? Well, the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, Really, really afraid the innuendo may have been a little bit too strong in that one. Not the case. What is your name, good sir?
Patrick.
Congratulations to you. One final question for you. Team Dave or Team Mahoney?
Team Dave all the way.
You son of a bitch. I hope you have a rotten weekend.
Woo. No, Mahoney's too small.
Mahoney, you're small.
You're small.
I'm swole up in this bitch.
No, you're whack.
No, you're not swole.
Your boxing game is whack.
No, I'm not swole.
Your diet is whack.
Why
your short ass sleeves over there are whack.
Why you gotta hit on my sleeves?
Because they are pretty short.
That's a new modern cut polo.
It's not
shirt.
A modern cut polo. You have like these weird.
This is an extra large.
Weird skinny green bean arms. And it looks strange.
I'm very tall. I have long arms.
All right, that's gonna do it for us today. Congratulations to you, my friend. Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, Saturday, October 7th. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.